In many countries of the world, people can confidently tell you the meaning of their town or city. But most people who live in Manchester, Oxford, or Birmingham would not be able to explain what the name of their city means. 2,000 years ago, most people living in Britain were Celts. Even the word Britain is Celtic. Then the Romans arrived and built camps that became cities called castra. This is why there are so many place names in England which end in Chester or Caster, like Manchester, for example. The Romans never reached Wales or Scotland, and many place names there are Celtic. After the Romans left Britain, it was attacked by tribes called the Anglo-Saxons, who were from the area of Europe that is now Germany and Holland. The names of their villages often ended in ham or tun. Some got their name from the leader of the village. So Birmingham, for example, means Burman's village. The Anglo-Saxons were farmers, and the landscape was very important to them. So we have villages called Upton, meaning village on a hill, a good place to build a village, and Moreton, meaning village by a lake, not so good a place, since floods could make life tough. Similarly, Oxford was first occupied in Saxon times, as it was a place where oxes could cross or ford the River Thames, known in Oxford as the Isis. 1,200 years ago, the Vikings came to England from Scandinavia. They traded with the Anglo-Saxons, but lived in their own villages. These often ended in by or thorp. The name Kirkby means a village with a church, and Scunthorpe was the village of a man called Scoomer. And how about London? Experts cannot agree. The Romans called the city Londinium, but they were not the first inhabitants. Our best guess today is that the name comes from a Celtic word meaning a fast-flowing river. Like a number of British place names, its history is lost in time.